This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday, day before Packers season starts. Well, the preseason. But basically, the season starts tomorrow up at Hinterland. You can find the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show. Gary Ellerson, our own Gary Ellerson, for Badger and Packer running back, and Bill Michaels will be up there. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. We'll get into both those Green Bay Packers and a little bit of Wisconsin Badgers conversation today. Some news coming out over the weekend, and Paul Chris back in one of his guys, and it makes us all beg the question of maybe if his top guy is already doing the laundering to see if they can find that and make that work out. We'll get into that conversation about a half hour from right now. Brewers wrapping up their series in Pittsburgh later on tonight. We'll have the On Deck Show at 5:30, but are you playing with house money after two big-time wins and a win last night, Sparky, that it gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. It gave me one of those pulsating feelings right here in my chest as Matt Albers ends up getting the close and a 4-3 win, and the Brewers just do it. Winning streak, two in a row.
I texted you after the RBI double by the Pirates, and it was 4-3. I said, so are they going to blow this?
Only Steve.
Yeah. No, I knew it was coming.
And Baby Tal texted me back and said, absolutely not.
No chance.
I said, okay. Man, there was a runner at third with one out. Sacrifice fly ties that bad boy. Ground ball anywhere for the most part outside of first
base. And your boy
ties it.
Yasmani Grandal with a great play over at first base.
Indeed.
Fielding the ball, running right at the runner. Yep. They save the run right there. And a little small ball by Craig Counsell. And Craig Counsell got a much-due applause by some fans last night on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show because we like to do that. We like to talk about the team doing well, not saying that we criticize people. We don't like to criticize. Sometimes we just have to.
And very well put.
Did not criticize last night.
Well, we don't criticize.
Maybe the 22-year-old.
The good thing is we don't criticize 12 on this show, so we don't got to worry about doing that.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, maybe every once in a while, but Aaron Rodgers was a little bit critical, Gary, of the joint practices the Green Bay Packers and the Houston Texans have decided to have over the last couple of days.
Did he criticize?
He doesn't seem too happy, necessarily.
Well, what did he have to say?
Aaron Rodgers, would you like to see these joint practices come back? First year with Matt LaFleur, wants to see his quarterback go up against some live defenses and one of the better defenses in the Houston Texans, Aaron Rodgers. Is this Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers that we know?
I wouldn't mind if they didn't do it for another 14 years, but I think if they, look, that's out of my control. I think the key for all of us here is how important training camp is to our, not only our fans, but, local businesses. So unless we're going to California, I'd kind of be, bummed out if we had to go to another city. You bring a team in, I understand the point of it. I don't think doing live special teams drills are very, very smart. I think, the PA is going to look at that for sure. I don't think it's, that's one of the kickoff especially is one of the most dangerous plays in football, and that's why they've tweaked different things over the years to do close to a live kickoff drill. I don't think it's the best use of inter-squad practices like that.
That's Aaron Rodgers yesterday at his locker being asked, would you be interested in the team having another joint practice? Gary, that doesn't sound like Aaron Rodgers is too interested in what the head coach is now selling. And Matt LaFleur, though, with a little bit different viewpoint on how helpful these joint practices were to his first year as a head coach.
Absolutely, 100%. I want to do this again. I'd like to do it multiple times if we could. Hmm. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's teams that do that. I know it's kind of foreign to up here, it seems like, but Yeah, I know New England's done it. I believe the Rams are doing it because they're practicing versus the Chargers, and I think they're going up to Oakland to play them. So, yeah, there's multiple teams that will do that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know next week the Texans are going against the Lions. So, yeah, I think you get a lot of good work out of it. And, you know, as long as you can keep everybody's temper in check and not let it escalate to skirmishes, I think there's a lot of good work that can be had.
Now, Gary, before I ask and get your response to, is this Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers? And if so, does Rodgers end up getting a pass? Because we know that this is Aaron Rodgers. Pete Prisco of CBS Sports, who we're going to talk a little bit about a conversation he had earlier today, later on in the program, he tweeted out this just a few minutes ago. Are people really trying to make Rodgers not liking joint practices and LaFleur liking them a thing? My God, they will disagree on a lot of things, but come on. Gary, is this...
Did Pete he tweeted that?
Tweeted this about 30 minutes ago.
Did he really? Because it's a thing. And if folks hadn't recognized it's a thing, and it's a thing all over the NFL right now, of what Aaron Rodgers said. No, I don't know if I don't hear about Tom Brady doing stuff like this. I mean, he's jumping off cliffs and stuff, but I don't hear Tom Brady back talking the hoodie. I don't hear Drew Brees back talking Sean Payton. I mean, I don't hear Andrew Luck back. I don't hear Russell Wilson back talking. Who's his coach over there?
Pete Carroll.
I'm just trying to name some of the any other big name quarterbacks I'm missing in there, Steve. I mean,
we get it. We understand what you're saying.
But I don't hear about it. I mean, I just don't. We don't. And I'm trying to. I even tried to Google it today. Other quarterbacks kind of back talking. I even saw Tom Brady said he loves these types of
joint practices.
He says he likes them.
And to me, some of that I would think is pandering because Tom Brady's a smart dude. He knows what's going on in the world
so
today.
So I don't know. 414-799-1250. I just want you guys just to tell me because I don't want you guys to say, well, no, there Gary goes again. There he goes again. He's the Aaron Rodgers hater. I just want to know, really, is this just Rodgers being Rodgers? And we just have to accept that this is who Rodgers is. You put a microphone in his face and in his mouth, and he just talks. And because to me, I'm gonna be straight 100 with you. To me, it's just messy. It's just more than anything else. It's just messy. I mean, I think he's smart enough and mature enough. I mean, I think he's smart enough to know what he's saying. I think he is. And so we've known all the years, we know over the years that McCarthy would say something, then Roger would say something. We didn't know, and we thought maybe they didn't have a good relationship and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is Roger just being Roger. Maybe it is, and maybe we should just give him a free pass because that's where he's always been, that's the way it's going to be, and that's how it's going to work out. I mean, I don't know. All I know, I'm just saying this, I think it's messy. It really is. It's messy. The whole NFLPA thing, if you guys didn't know, listen, that's pretty serious accusations.
Yeah, if you're gonna make an accusation that they're going against what protocol is, that's a serious thing to bring up.
That's a serious thing to bring up. Not only does he now draw, is it Bill O'Brien?
Yes, the head coach of the Houston Texans.
Into this, he draws them into this thing along, well, the Packers too, but now he draws in that coaching staff, and they're going to look at that. I mean, you sent a red flag out already, so I don't know. Maybe it's just Rodgers being Rodgers, and maybe it's nothing, and we should not. It is what it is, and Gary, you should just move on because you don't know what you're talking about. Once again, but all I know, to me, it just doesn't look good. I mean, and I am get off the lawn guy. I will tell you that. But I just kind of know how stuff's supposed to be. Like, right? I mean, I know like right from wrong, I think. Right?
Especially
when you're talking
about locker room culture. That's a difference when you're talking about being right from wrong out on the playground, right from wrong in the locker room.
Locker room culture. So, I mean, you're right. And like, you know, bringing everybody together, you got a new coaching staff. I don't know. I just want to hear from you guys. 414-799-1250. I really do. I do have thoughts. I think it's messy. I don't know. Maybe it's just him, and we just get down with it and move on.
Steve, is this just Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, and we need to give him a pass?
Well, I don't know, man. I think you get in a situation with this quarterback and how he's gone about his business from the time he's walked in to Lambeau calling Brett Favre grandpa and all this other stuff. This is who this dude is, man. He's not afraid to run his mouth and say what's on his mind, similar to Jay Cutler. They're very similar in that, and they're friends. So not saying that they're friends because they both run their mouth, but that is a little tie in there between the two of them. They're both going to say what's on their mind. And when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers who believes he's the smartest guy at all times and is not going to be wrong in most situations, at least in his brain, he's really going to let you know what he thinks. And for me now, I want to see what happens next. So clearly, by this point now, he knows that LaFleur wants to do two every summer. He clearly does not want to do any during the course of summer. So now, when they get back at Aaron Rodgers again, and maybe it comes up in postgame tomorrow night after the Texans game, say, hey, man, you guys came out here, beat the Texans. You know, looking back, do you like the scrimmages more? Because Coach talked about having a couple of these next year. Then let's see how he responds. And if he responds with, yeah, I know what he said, I still don't want to do him. I mean, if that's his response, well, you can have a little friction there. But to the same degree, it's okay to disagree, right? I mean, if he don't want to do it, he doesn't have to want to do it. He's going to do it because the coach tells him he has sure. to do it. But he doesn't have to want to do it. From that standpoint, I don't know.
And it's difficult because not in every job, there's not an opportunity for you to go voice your displeasure of what your boss is making you do
right.
in a public forum.
But the problem is, Billy, because there is a public forum, should he have shut up and went to LaFleur and did it behind closed doors versus doing it in the media? And that's where the rub is for a guy like Gary who played the game. There is a protocol that goes along with how you go about doing stuff that you may not like with your head coach, assistant coach, GM, whatever. You go, you shut the door, you have the conversation. You don't let it play out in the media, right, Gary?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
Well, unless you're in the NBA, right? Because, I mean, this is very right. NBA-like.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is very NBA-like in a league that is primarily run by owners in the NFL and a league that is primarily run by players. We're seeing now in the last year and a half, it seems like the players in the NFL are trying to get themselves into that ring that the NBA
they want the money.
Players
we
are.
All want the money. But I think there's a way to do, but see, you got so many other players here to deal with.
You don't just have 14 other dudes, you have 52 other dudes.
Well, yeah, more than that, and then you got the practice squad.
I mean, there's
a lot of guys that, you know, 414-799-1250. I really do want to hear from you guys on this. I really do, Bill. I just think I don't know if to get off the lawn guy or what I am. I just think it's messy.
Well,
it's not a good sight.
Let's do this. Let's get to Jason on the south side before you tell us about Pella Windows and Doors. Jason, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to shut his trap. I think he should shut his trap, and I think he should do his job. I think that he's realized as a quarterback is arguably one of the top five quarterbacks of all time, some would say. I think he needs to recognize that there's going to be times where he might have to practice against opposing teams in training camp. There might be a time where he has to play in England. And there could be a time where he doesn't make the playoffs for a third year running because he wants to keep rocking the boat. And I think, you know, being outspoken like this, okay, he wants to speak his mind, that's fine. But, I mean, this is a new coach coming in here. You know, give him a chance. Give him an opportunity. Stop whining and stomping your feet around. I don't agree with what he's doing. I think he's going to hurt this team because there's a lot of eyes on him in that locker room. And if he's not giving the respect to his head coach that he should be giving, what are those guys going to do? I just, like Gary, you said it's a messy situation, and I couldn't agree more. I think he needs to close his mouth and do his job and let everything play out the way it is and focus on getting a first down in a two-minute drill against that defense.
Appreciate
is
the call.
Playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, have
probably not.
Did
probably
say,
not. Jason,
have they released
we'll,
it yet?
We'll have the information as it comes by. Thanks, Jason.
Did you see the rule that LaFleur has for fights in general?
No.
So you're gonna have a fight, and he kicks you out of practice. Mm-hmm. If you're a veteran, you will play more than normal in the next preseason game. If you are a rookie,
that's amazing.
If you are a rookie,
will you play less?
You play less.
You play less.
That was
in the
Pete Prisco piece today. Yes. That was a nice little nugget that I didn't know.
Yes.
That's really good stuff. Here's a tweet from Braden, tweets at the fan. How is it bad-mouthing a coach when you're asked a question and you answer it? You people, meaning the media, really like creating drama when there is none.
You want your athletes to be honest than they are, and you badmouth the player and the internal working of the organization. That's from Braden. What do you say to that?
I think what you said earlier, Steve, I think there's a protocol. I think everybody knows how to work the media. Aaron Rodgers is the king of working the media.
And don't get it confused, Braden, from this standpoint. It's good for sports talk radio to have him continue to run his mouth.
No doubt.
It's good for us because it gives us something to talk about. No question. No doubt about it. What we're discussing is whether or not it's good for the team to have him going about doing it the way he's doing it. Yeah, we want people to speak their minds, but that does not mean it's good for the team if they do speak their minds. T.O. running his mouth in the media and working out in his driveway with weights and all that.
Not good.
Not good for the team at all.
It's very LeBron James-like.
For sports talk, radio, and ESPN, Fox, and CBS. Oh, man. Come on. You couldn't ask for anything better for doing what we do. But we're talking about from a team perspective, is that good? Now, Brew Crew fan, okay, tweets at the fan. Brings this point up. Brett Favre never met a mic he didn't like.
True.
He would call out the organization anytime he disagreed with something. I remember how mad Favre was when Thompson drafted James Jones over trading for Randy Moss. Aaron Rodgers is doing what he learned from his teacher. Not a big deal in my eyes.
Well, we'll wait till Leroy comes in. He can speak on that part better than anybody.
Yeah.
414-799-1250. Is this Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers? And if so, do we give him a pass because he's Aaron Rodgers? And it's a conversation that has only grown and magnified over the last couple of years because of the perceived power that Aaron Rodgers has in this organization. 414-799-1250. Before we get to a break and more phone calls at that number, Pella Windows and Doors.
Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, folks. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, guys. So call them today, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payment for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
We got updates from Mike Clemens up in Green Bay. Also, Ryan Woods stops by at 4:48 before Packers and Texans versus the preseason slate. Aaron Rodgers making his voice heard well before that. We're back after this on The Fan.
You know, bummed out if we had to go to another city. You know, you bring a team in, I understand the point of it. I don't think doing live special teams drills are very, very smart. I think, you know, the PA is going to look at that for sure. I don't think it's, you know, that's one of the kickoff especially is one of the most dangerous plays in football, and that's why they've tweaked different things over the years to do close to a live kickoff drill. I don't think it's the best use of inter-squad practices like that.
That's Aaron Rodgers yesterday at his locker after the Packers wrap up their joint practices with the Houston Texans, saying maybe it just wasn't the smartest thing. There's parts of it that are cool, but there just aren't some of the things in here that make too much sense.
Say you give him a pass on the they can do this for another 14 years. The whole NFLPA thing is serious.
Right, because
that's not...
Because they can do it in 14 years. That joking, jovial a little bit.
Say you give them a pass. Say it's Rodgers being Rodgers. But the NFLPA thing is serious. I mean, that's if he's claiming that Matt LaFleur and Bill O'Brien broke protocol rules, that's a big deal. And for him to just talk about it, you know...
openly. At his locker.
That you for sure should go to Matt LaFleur and says, hey, coach, I don't know if we should be doing that. And we got our guys in harm's way there. But maybe we should try to dial that back. Those guys are pretty ruthless. I mean, for sure. Now, I say give him a pass, but for sure, I don't think you break ranks on that. I think that most certainly should be talked about in the office.
Is this just Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers? And if so, does he get a pass because he's Aaron Rodgers? Let's go to Kenosha and say hello to John. John, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, I mean, it is Aaron
John,
Rodgers
hold on a second.
Aaron.
John, hold on a second. So, do you live in Kenosha?
Oh, sorry.
Did he hear me or did you drop him?
Yeah,
no, he's here.
Okay, yeah. So do you live in Kenosha, John?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so being a person that grew up in Kenosha, which do you prefer as a drive-in, the Spot or the Star?
Oh, Big Star. It's not even close.
No, Spot's way better.
John said. All right, go ahead, John.
Good question, though. But yeah, it is Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, and that's unfortunate because this is apparently who he is. I think, number one, I don't think he's a genuine person. From like what you see on the outside is really what's going on behind the head. I think there's some quarterbacks that are. I don't think he's one of them. And so you never really know what he's thinking. But when he repeatedly does stuff like this where, I mean, this is a clear coaching decision outside of even the PA stuff, which is outrageous to say in the media. You're breaking ranks with your coach already. And it's like you have to have these underlying reasons. And if he's doing that, how does he not know that's not good for the team? It just shows just a lack of an ability to be able to effectively be a leader. And maybe that's not what he's built and built to do. And we shouldn't ask it from him. But that's not leadership.
Thanks for the call, John. Listen, I don't want to be the guy that berates 12, or I don't want to be that guy. I mean, I hope someone calls in and defends him here. I mean, I really do. I mean, I like to see the other side. I don't want to be, or we be the Big Show. Here they go again, or here goes Gary again.
Well, like
I want to see both sides of this, I think it's messy. I mean, if you don't think, I think it's messy. But on the other end, if I give him the pass on the front end, 14 years. But the PA thing to me, Billy, is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but from a locker room standpoint, and I understand that it's messy, and it's not good when you see the focal point and the leader of your organization going against coaching decisions in the media. I understand that part of it. But when you're talking about, we had a big conversation yesterday about the camaraderie of the team and the atmosphere of the team, and are these fights good for building team chemistry? If I'm one of the other dudes in the locker room, say I am Trevor Davis, and I just got hurt yesterday because this dude came lighting me up on a live special teams drill, and I see my leader go out there and defend me saying, man, that's probably not the smartest thing for us to do. Is that good at all in the locker room? Because for me, as somebody else, a second-year, third-year player who can't pull that but wants to say it, knows everybody else in the locker room wants to say it, we need him to be the one to say it.
Exactly.
It's a difficult situation to be in when you're in that realm because there are other guys that are probably feeling the same way that can't go out and vocalize that.
No, you're right about that, Bill. We had a situation in Green Bay. James Lofton was our player rep. And Forrest kind of would beat, you know, he did his own thing, right? They came in and wanted to give us a urinalysis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even know they were coming. I mean, we're in the locker room, and all of a sudden, all these white coats just show up, right? And they want us.
They all got the little vials.
They're ready to go. They're in the locker room. Well, they're not in the locker room. They're in the trainer's room, you know, right? That's,
mm-hmm.
You go down the hallway, you go right into the trainer's room, and then we're going to get. And that Forrest had. He did it himself. James Lofton comes in the locker room and says, okay, guys, we're not doing this. It's against protocol. They never told us it was coming. We're not doing this. And he says, just sit tight. I'm going to talk to Forrest. Okay. We sat in the locker room. James goes up the back stairway. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. Lofton comes back down in the locker room and says, we'll do it tomorrow. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew.
Okay.
Nobody knew. That's it. Guys, we're not doing it. We're doing it tomorrow. So now as we're sitting in the locker room, we're all sitting at James and says, peace. Forrest runs down. Well, we can hear him come down the back stairs.
That big dude.
Bust through the door. James, get in my office. After they had already talked.
After they had settled down.
James gets up, walks back up there, and we're sitting because we're just sitting. We're on hold.
Waiting.
Practice on hold.
Like kids waiting for Bob and
Dad. Your analysis is on hold. Everything's on hold. All right.
White coats are sitting in the trainer's room like, man,
we don't know.
We don't know.
Nobody know nothing. About 15 minutes late, James come back to the locker room. Guys, we're doing it tomorrow. And that was that. We went out to practice, had about the best practice we ever had. James and Forrest are talking, joking around, blah, 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 like nothing ever happened. I think that's how, when you're dealing with those kinds of situations, and I'm not saying we had a lot of problems on that team now.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is that I think that's how that should go, and you still can take leadership and ownership if you're the captain, if you're a leader of your team. I think that's the way it should go.
Bob,
go ahead and get Bob.
In Minneapolis, he's up on the fan. Hi, Bob.
Hey, this is Bob from Minneapolis. Thanks for taking my call. I think this is all just overblown. It's two guys who have a disagreement. There's a lot of people still who want to blame Rodgers for McCarthy failing for the last 2 years. And I think those people and the writer of the piece that came out this morning, he is a Minnesota Viking fan, so we might want to understand that. But I don't think Rodgers was out of line, and I don't think LaFleur was out of line.
Hold on for a second, Bob. Play this little scorch right here for Bob in the BA thing. Then we'll get just play.
Bummed out if we had to go to another city. You bring a team in, I understand the point of it. I don't think doing live special teams drills are very, very smart. I think, the PA is going to look at that for sure. I don't think it's, that's one of the kickoff especially is one of the most dangerous plays in football, and that's why they've tweaked different things over the years to do close to a live kickoff drill. I don't think it's the best use of inter-squad practices like that.
Now, Bob, you think that was okay?
Yeah. He's just being honest.
Okay.
It's kind of dumb.
All right.
It is kind of dumb. And now also, if you're only playing part of the clip, I think Rodgers was right on some things, and I also think that LaFleur is right on some things. If you look at a coaching perspective, I could see why you would think that this is a great thing based on what a coach wants to see. And I could see Rodgers' frustration. They're trying to install a new offense, and he's working on it. And based on Rodgers' personality, I don't think this is that he's trying to undercut LaFleur. He's probably the type that we should all be hunkering down, learning this instead of doing this show. Because this whole, a lot of this scrimmage thing was a show. I'm not disagreeing with it. It's just kind of a show, and I don't think Rodgers was that out of line for mentioning it.
Okay, appreciate the call, Bob.
Okay.
And there's
Bob's on board.
He thinks that it's cool, and I can understand that. And I get down with sticking up for your guys. I do. And Gary, I like that aspect of it,
right,
and going to the coach right away in that situation. But
right,
it's very LeBron James-like. And the way I say that is LeBron James has been found so many different times and called on the carpet so many different times, mm-hmm, for going against coaching in the media, going against his ownership in the media. LeBron James is the most powerful athlete in pro sports,
sure,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the player rep for any of the teams that he's been on. Never has been.
Really? I didn't know that.
He's voiced most of his opinions on the outside, knowing that his power is probably
greater than that
if he voices,
yes,
it himself. And, mm-hmm, and for a player of Aaron Rodgers' magnitude to come out here and you have all this conversation about it, if players around the NFL don't think that these joint practices make much sense and that they are going against what the PA wants, Aaron Rodgers might think that this is the best thing, not only for his football team, but for the NFL.
Sure.
414-799-1250. Is Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers? And if so, does he get a pass by Packers fans? 414-799-1250.
Got lots of tweets coming in on this. Darren tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan. Rodgers is correct. The joint practice is a waste of time. It's for the cameras and reporters, and only helps for a few drills that get stale when you know your teammates' tendencies. No team wants their good stuff on film, so they don't show much in practice. Would you agree with that? That it's mainly for cameras and reporters, and that's about it?
No. Well, it is, right? I can't disagree with that. But I think you ratchet it up a little bit. I think there's like, I'm practicing against my teammates, and then I'm practicing against some other jokers that are coming in town. I got to ratchet it up just a little bit more. You're going to get more effort. You just are.
You get tired of hitting your own dudes,
yes,
after a while.
And you're going to get more effort. And you're going to get some guys that are going to be a loose cannon. That's just going to happen.
And to get
I haven't
much
seen anything in Detroit, because Detroit's going against
New England.
I haven't seen any fights broken out there yet. Now, I may be wrong, somebody can call in and tell them, but I just haven't seen on TV yet.
You seen Matt Patricia rolling around on that four-wheeler, though?
No.
But those practices, you thought Matt LaFleur was funny with the golf cart? Mm-hmm. Matt Patricia, he don't even have anything wrong with his leg.
Right.
He's driving around on a four-wheeler all decaled up. Lions go, Lions go. He's an interesting cat.
Steve,
that's
what else you got over there?
Well, people are coming in about Mike Florio. Keith says, is Mike Florio hosting this show today? Hoping none of you are buying the Florio storyline as anything more than clickbait, referring to ProFootballTalk.com.
What did Florio say?
Don't know. That's why I'm texting this guy back. Tweeting this guy back. Yeah, I didn't see the story you're talking about.
But he can call in.
We played this Rodgers audio yesterday and had a problem with it. And then Gary said yesterday at the end of the show, we're going to talk more about this audio tomorrow.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. So whatever Florio said is great, but I myself did not read it.
414-799-1250. Tony in Greendale before Sports Flash is up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know, that to me, that's leadership right there. He's looking after his team. He's looking after his players. I mean, what's he supposed to be, a robot? And you know, somebody questions him on it, and he's supposed to lie and tell him, "Oh yeah, I like it. Oh yeah, it's cool." Yeah, it's an invasion. You know, if I'm a player and I'm in practice, I don't want to see these guys. If I'm tired of hitting people, that's what the preseason's for, right? They got a game on Thursday. Now they can start hitting other people instead of hitting my own players. But this, the one of the callers from Kenosha says, oh, he's not a leader. That's leadership. My eye. I mean, really, that's leadership. You're backing your players. Those players on that team are going to like them. Whether some of them thought it was okay, but the ones that really didn't like it are really going to like it too. And you got to speak your mind. I don't think it's undermining your coach one bit. I don't think you have to go in a room and close the door. You know, I really don't.
So if you worked for your boss, and you had issues with your boss, and you started talking to his boss about all the issues you had about your boss without ever telling your boss, is that good?
Well, no, that's not right. That's not what I'm saying.
But that's what he just did. He went above the coach and started talking about the PA. He went above his coach and his GM. He should have talked to Gutekunst too before he went and started spouting off about the PA. That's all we're saying.
But didn't he get, I don't know, maybe I got it wrong, but didn't he get questioned by one of the sports guys, interviewed and asked? I mean, he was honest.
Yeah, he was asked. You're right, Tony. Appreciate the call. He was asked if he enjoyed the practices, if he would want to do it again. Did you believe that it was beneficial? And he said, not necessarily.
Then went into talking about the PA.
And then expounded upon why he did not believe that it was as beneficial
now,
as possible.
For me, when we start talking about something, like he just said, the caller just said, hey, some guys like this, some guys may not like this, which triggered this in my brain. Would it be fair to say, Gary Ellerson, that defensive players love these and offensive players hate them?
That may be fair to say.
Offensive linemen love it.
So, because there's a lot of physical contact.
Not receivers and not running backs.
Right. And quarterbacks shouldn't get hit, even though Watson got hit yesterday. Right. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, special teams don't care. Kickers don't care, right? Punters, kickers, it don't matter to them. They're not getting touched either way, no matter what's happening. So
they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. So from that perspective, it's the defensive guys love them. The offensive guys don't like them. And the crazy thing is LaFleur is an offensive guy, right? I mean, this isn't a defensive coach wanting to do scrimmages. This is an offensive guy wanting to go out there and do scrimmages.
He wants to get a look.
That's what he wants.
He wants to see this new offense with his new players. He wants to get a live look.
And he also probably wanted to get a live look of his quarterback running the offense that he wants him to run outside of just 10 plays against the Texans on Thursday night.
I was listening to Bart and Chuck this morning, and they had a guy on from Houston. I think Bart or Chuck asked him, what do you think about Price? What do you think about Aaron Rodgers? He says, well, you know, it was going pretty good. And, you know, Rodgers just running around out there just takes him about 5-6 seconds to throw the ball.
Firing around, waiting, patting it every once in a while. Yeah. No doubt. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers on the field. That's for
right,
sure.
Right.
He's going to do his thing and want to do his thing the whole way through. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM.
Wait till 3
the
o'clock.
Fan. Till 3 o'clock?
I can't wait.
The Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM. We have Ryan Wood at 448. We have some conversation about a Wisconsin Badger who Paul Chryst earlier today went out and said that he would like to be able to welcome him back into the Brotherhood, but it's not necessarily his decision. Get into that conversation and if it's the best decision for the Wisconsin Badgers after this on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest.
Did you realize that nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's? And it's time to celebrate. So Wendy's is turning up the sizzle with the new items like the bacon jalapeno cheeseburger and serving up hot and crispy deals like the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Plus tons of other bacon favorites too. A bacon lover's dream come true only at Wendy's.
A former brewer turned Cub. We'll have that information next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Welcome back in. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer. Running back Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmid. Till 5:30. A former Milwaukee Brewer, now a Chicago Cub. That is Jonathan Lucroy. News coming down from our Radio.com sports insider, John Heyman, just moments ago. Lucroy cut by the Angels about a week ago. Wilson Contreras on the IL for about 4 weeks.
Now, I know Mark Simon is coming up from Sports Info Solutions, the president of the Yasmani Grandal Fan Club. At 3:48, 1 hour from right now, so I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. I don't think I would have minded them taking a flyer on Jonathan Lucroy and let Grandal play first base a little bit more and give Lucroy and Paney an opportunity to share catching duties.
Yeah, I wouldn't have hated it, especially if you're willing to say that Grandal is going to play majority of the time over at first base. I'm still trying to figure out what they're going to do over at first base because we've yet to see Ryan Braun over there again at first base, but Trent Grisham's playing himself into a whole lot of playing time right now. Every single night, he's continually finding himself on the field.
Kane gets hurt. So, will that lead to an IL stint and let him get even more playing time going forward? And what does that mean for Ryan Braun entering the last year of his deal coming up going into next season? Because, look, one-year deal, $15 million, I think, is what it is for Ryan Braun. That's a movable contract, I think.
And we're still waiting now, even though Drew Pomeranz was a pitcher earlier this year for the San Francisco Giants. He is now going to be starting for the Milwaukee Brewers, expected today, as they try to go for the sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pomeranz. Should be Drew Pomeranz. And then also, Devin Williams, the debut of Devin Williams, number 38, should be happening today for the Milwaukee Brewers. They go bullpen day, trying to go for the sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 414-799-1250. Is Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers? Radio.com Sports Insider Michael Lombardi. Yes, you heard that name correctly. Michael Lombardi, not related, but he's worked in the front offices of the New York Jets, also with the New England Patriots. He had this to say on Chuck and Winkler earlier today. How he feels about Aaron Rodgers coming into the 2019 season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, already he doesn't like practicing against joint teams. Could you imagine, you know, Tom Brady coming out and saying he doesn't like it? Look, I think Aaron Rodgers is tremendous, you know, but I think that's going to take all of Matt LaFleur's talents as a coach to convince Aaron Rodgers what he needs to do. Because, look, let's face it, LaFleur doesn't walk in to the Green Bay Packers running the best offense in football in Tennessee last year. Au contraire. I mean, they had 10 games where they scored less than 20 points. They were 3-7 in those games when he was the offensive coordinator of the Titans. He's going to have to win over Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's going to be, and you could just see it just today in the paper with the column about how Rodgers doesn't like practicing against other teams, and I think that, you know, that's a little bit of a conflict. LaFleur does, Rodgers doesn't. I think, you know, what's happened here at the Packers is, and I think you have to go back before Lombardi came in 1960 and 1959, you know, this is the first time that a president of the team, Mark Murphy, is really the spokesman for the team. He is the guy driving the team, and I think that's been changed, the dynamic has. And I think it's going to be interesting how LaFleur fits within this dynamic and how Rodgers does as well.
How Rodgers does as well, how he fits into this. And Michael Lombardi's right that this is the first time in quite some time that it hasn't been the general manager in charge of all football operations. Mark Murphy's got his hand in it, Gary, but much was made about the Tyler Dunn article when people were all up in arms with the belief that Mark Murphy called Aaron Rodgers and said, now you don't be the problem. Now we got our guy. Now you go play football. This isn't him going and playing football. This is Aaron Rodgers going to say, I'm going to stand up and be Aaron Rodgers, and you guys are going to listen.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think.
Which I don't necessarily have as much of a problem with. Since he is Aaron Rodgers. If he wants to be Aaron Rodgers and go out and talk about it,
here's the problem.
I understand it.
Here's the problem with all this, is that you have a new head coach. You have a lot of new players. And everybody's trying to get on the same page. And let's just say that Rodgers gets a free pass for being Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're just Let's just say that Rodgers is also speaking out about the NFLPA and that he's protecting his teammates. Let's just say, would I get down? Yeah, I would. I mean, I love for the guy that's leading me, protecting me from the coach trying to bend rules to make me practice more, to make me hit more when I don't know how I was supposed to be doing that. But I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. I don't know necessarily. Now, if it was Bill Belichick that he was calling out like that, I probably could get down with that a little bit more. But when you have a new coach, I think that's a little bit more. Because already you're trying to figure out your new coach. Already you're trying to build a bond and build a relationship because you don't know him. And I think that just drives wedges between the coaches and the players.
And this
I think Lombardi is right here.
This is a wall that's being, like, we made a lot about the conversation with the building up of silos and the knocking down of silos. This isn't a silo. These are walls in between guys in just philosophy. It appears that they are still communicating, but it just feels to me like this is more of a philosophy issue that these two have.
Like I said before, if he gets asked about this in postgame after the game tomorrow night, and you'll be able to hear the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show with Gary and Bill tomorrow from Hinterland Brewery in Green Bay. They'll be live on site. Come out, say hi to them. Baby Tosh is going to be hanging out as well. If you want an autograph from Baby Tosh, you can get that, or maybe a picture taken with him. Whatever you charge, that's up to you. But that's going to be the fun thing. If he gets asked this in postgame tomorrow from a Texans reporter or from one of the Packer reporters, and if he says the same thing again and just says, yeah, I know what he said, and I'm not changing my opinion, I don't want to do these things, they're a waste of time. If he comes back and says it a second time, I mean, that to me, that's worse than what happened the first time.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't don't try to backtrack, is what
right,
you're saying.
What I'm saying is, okay, you didn't know what he said, so now it looks the way it looks. But now you know what he said. Clearly, you must know what he said by this point. And if it gets asked again and you say the same thing again, then you are going out of your way to make sure that everybody knows you're not in favor of what Matt LaFleur is in favor of. And that's kind of crossing the line. This thing here is just happenstance. Neither guy knew what either guy was saying, and it looks bad in the media.
There's a multitude of different ways that this can be perceived. There is only one necessary evil that has to be dealt with here, and these guys have to go out and win games. Does this complicate that, Gary, before we get to the regular season, as we are within a month away from Chicago?
We don't know. I mean, we don't know. You guys got the tour going. You got the T-shirts being made. We don't know. I mean, we don't. And it's not that we're nitpicking. We're just trying to figure out the order of which things should be done and which is good for the team. We don't know. I mean, we don't. I'm with Steve. Until someone asks him, or even Matt LaFleur, Coach LaFleur, we heard Roger says he doesn't want to do the, and then maybe we get a comment from him.
And that would be fun. That is
and
best
then
for
he,
business.
And he'd be called on Front Street, and he'll have to say, and this is what that does. This put your coach in a situation where he may be called out on Front Street, and he has to say, well, I'm the head coach and he's the player.
It makes everybody have to answer questions that they
don't,
have,
they
to
don't
answer.
Have to answer. And it makes the relationship weird. If people think that this is okay, it's not. Because then it will be our job, media job, is to ask, hey, Matt, Roger says he don't want to do them. And you've already come out and said you'd like to do them. So what is it? What's the rub? No, he's got to answer that.
I got to get down my Matt LaFleur impression so I can answer those questions here on the Wendy's Big Show. I think that would work out well. We'll get a Mike Clemens wrap up here in just 1 minute from up in Lambeau Field as the Packers get ready to take on the Houston Texans. But if you're going up to the game, you're staying overnight, this is something you can't leave without.
Correct. Harry's Razor. Every time you pack up for an overnight stay or you pack up for one last summer vacation before the kids go back to school, have to remember to pack your Harry's Razor. Right, nothing feels better than that summer breeze going up against a smooth, shaved face. It's a beautiful thing, especially if you have a lot of facial hair to begin with. Look, a close, comfortable shave is what I get with my Harry's razors. Nice, comfortable glide that goes along with it. Smooth shave that your significant other will love. Refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. That's right. Harry's razors, baby. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus, free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky, Sparky, at Harry's.com. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price. Half the price of a leading competitor. And to keep prices low, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, and you will, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Plus, Harry's cares about giving back. 1% of Harry's razor sales are donated to charitable organizations. This summer, Harry's Razors has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target.
Mike Clemens has a Packer report, and we're back. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Welcome on back in. Now, this came up during the break. I got to ask Gary and Leroy here. What is thought of, Leroy, for you as old music? Because so I listen to, like, when I was in high school, into college, that was when, like, Carter Four came out about a year before I started really listening to it, and I'm like, man, this is legit. And I'm playing it in the car and people are like, oh my goodness, dude, this is so old. How are you listening to this music? This is so old. I'm like, man, it's within a year. That's pretty good. Gary just brings up a song that, Gary, what did you say came out,
well, like, video released a couple weeks ago.
And
Leroy said it's old.
That's old.
Sometimes Leroy's being Leroy. He don't really mean that.
No, it's old to me. I mean, I see.
It's 2 weeks old.
Breaking. Yeah.
Okay.
So new music got like a 3-hour shelf life.
It's okay.
No, it is okay.
I'm just wondering.
He just trying to figure out what's old and new. How you do it?
Well, old to me, if it's been out over about 30 days.
Okay. Now that's pretty millennial standard.
30 days.
Yeah.
But stuff is out so quick. If you're following the person, you're going to see it. But if you're not following them, you have to rely upon the news outlets or somebody giving it to you. It doesn't matter, though. I just want good content. Because, like, Steve likes to break news on this show.
Loves it.
Right? But so does Gary. But Gary likes to know, let people know when he's right. Because there's so many people out there tell him to stick to football. And he knows, like, 10 times as much as them, he likes to rub it in. I don't care.
You just come in here and call a star stupid.
I just want to hear it. Because sometimes Steve will say, have you heard that? I'd be like, I've heard it, but I still want to hear your point of view. You know
what
I'm saying?
From now on, I won't.
But I'm just saying that I don't want to hear
it. It bothers everybody. I won't.
No.
The other day, I wasn't on Twitter at all for 4 hours.
No, don't.
So I can just get off of it.
Don't get sensitive.
No, man.
Gary didn't get sensitive.
Not at all.
You just hear Gary. You all do this to me all the time.
Did you just hear Gary say that's Leroy being Leroy?
Right, Leroy being Leroy.
Right, and it's no big deal. I'm just silly. But sometimes I've heard it. But Steve, I probably heard it 3 weeks ago, but Steve made, hey, have you heard about it? And I'm like, yeah, just tell me. Yeah, man. I want your point of view of it. Just
well,
like,
you should tell us when you find stuff out versus
no,
not
I'm not going to do that.
But then that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'll just hold it to myself.
No, he never does.
You're not
I won't
do
be
that.
Beneficial to the show. I'll just be selfish and
it
hold it to myself.
To do the show. This is
be
off the
yourself.
Show.
Oh, my God.
You don't do stuff. It'd be stuff off the show, Steve.
All right.
It'd be like stuff off the show.
All right.
So you're not going to tell them either?
Nope.
Oh, stop it.
No, I just favored it for myself on Twitter, and that way I'll have it.
Yeah, do that.
Give me stuff that people come across.
But since I'm a giver and I'm a share, I'll share the news right now with you.
What y'all been talking about? Y'all so sensitive in here today.
Your favorite topic, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder y'all going sideways. Let's get back on track, man.
Yeah, let's get back on track and ask why Christian Yelich is not in the lineup for the second straight day.
What's wrong
for the
with
Milwaukee Brewers? It obviously was a little bit bigger of a warning sign than just a quick little flare-up with the back. Right?
Yelich said there was nothing wrong with him physically before the game.
Christian Yelich out of the lineup once again for the Crew, but this could be their best lineup outside without Christian Yelich. This is probably the best lineup they've put out. Leading off out in left field, Trent Grisham. Second catching, Yasmani Grandal. Mike Moustakas plays third. Keston Hira cleans up at second. Mm-hmm. Eric Thames hits fifth over at first base. Ryan Braun out in right hitting sixth. Ben Gamel in center hitting seventh.
Gamel.
Orlando Arcia and Drew Pomeranz gets his first start with the Milwaukee Brewers on a bullpen day.
That's grown.
It's a pretty decent lineup without Yelich.
I think
goodness. 2 days in a row. So it's a flare-up. It obviously was a bit more of a flare-up than they wanted to let us know.
He said he was fine physically.
Or a red flag.
What Yelich said. Yelich said, I'm fine physically.
But then, isn't Council this part said, of the season, everybody's a little, kind of like, a little sore?
But yeah, you know, I mean, this is two-thirds of the way through the season. This is like week 12 of the NFL season. No one's feeling good,
MVP,
right?
MVP. I want him to finish strong.
Hope he doesn't end up on the IL.
Oh, don't do that, Steve. That was just for pitchers.
Well, Kane got hurt last night, too. Followed the pitch up.
He'll be back.
You're not worried now, about Kane, though?
Now, Gary, now he has that old man look to him.
He does have the old man swag.
Already, something's always, always hurt. Going on. Yeah, but, hurt, but the one thing about him, he doesn't like missing games.
No, he that's for sure. So he is not happy that he's out of here.
No, yeah. He's not happy. He's probably very upset.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, whole cast, the crew in here. Our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, before the Packers kick off
Steve,
their
you
first
got any breaking news over
game
there?
Of 2019 against the stuff, Houston Texans in the preseason. No, he's all good. I'll read off the radio.com sports breaking news sounder when we have to, when we got breaking news. Instead, you just sit tight. We'll talk about some Green Bay Packers and some Milwaukee Brewers
yes,
next.
Sir. I'll
Wendy's
sit
Big
tight.
Show on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.